You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Pick n Pay, they've been in the news quite a bit recently. They gave us a trading update last week that suggested that the business had taken the decision to impair almost 3 billion rand in non-cash assets. That gave an indication of just what we might expect to see from the numbers that were released today. And those numbers came in a very interesting set of results for the Pick n Pay group. Certainly an interesting set of results for the current CEO to reflect on, because the current CEO, being Sean Summers, who joins me now to take a look at these numbers, has been around within the business before. We've caught up since the reintroduction of Sean as the CEO, and I just had a quick look at the share price. At the time in which Mr. Summers left the Pick n Pay group, the share price was trading closer to the 40 rand mark around 2009, depending on which month you were looking at in 2009, when we had a look at where the share price was this year. As far back as February of this year, the share price was at around 16 rand, definitely far off from where it used to be. But the business has gone through a lot of changes in that period. They've gone through a lot of ups and downs, and we're going to reflect on some of those changes, particularly those that have taken place in the last 12 months. Good evening, Mr. Summers. Lovely to speak to you once again. Thanks for the time. You've settled in now. We are reflecting on the 12 months of the year, or the 52 weeks of the year ended February 2024. We spoke about the first 6 months. How were the second 6 months?
Good evening, Jimmy. Certainly the second 6 months were very tough, as you saw. I came back early in the second 6 months. I actually arrived back full-time in South Africa early in December, on the 4th of December. So the die was pretty much cast as to where we were going as a company for the six-month period that we reported in now. And obviously, it's very, very disappointing to announce a set of results like this. But as I shared with the company last Monday when we sent out the SENS announcement, not totally unexpected, sadly. So we just have to deal with what our realities are. And as part and parcel of this, there is a mantra here in the organization whereby I have removed everybody's rearview mirror. Nobody's entitled to a rearview mirror in the company. I only want people here interested in what they're going to be doing tomorrow and the days afterwards. So we're very, very much focused on the future. We obviously have to be aware of the dramatic impact that these results have had on the company. We've obviously had to take all of these huge impairments to our accounts in the year under review. But the year going forward, obviously the two major issues is the hybrid recapitalization of our balance sheet, which takes two forms. One's obviously the rights offer, which will be done in June, and the family have indicated that they will be following their rights in full, which is a very, very positive statement of the family towards Pick n Pay, and a very important one, because the Ackermans have always been Pick n Pay. Pick n Pay has always been the Ackermans, and their participation in the company will endure going forward. So that's a very important show of support of the family, both for the management and leadership team here and for the business plan that we have for the future. The Boxer IPO, we know, will be around November is what we are targeting for the Boxer IPO. And when that is concluded, so we're indicating 4 billion in the rights offer and then a further 6 to 8 in the Boxer IPO that we do. When I say 6 to 8, 6 to 8 is what we will be looking to raise in the Boxer IPO. The balance we will retain as the controlling shareholder in Boxer and realize that value accretion going forward for our shareholders. But what those two processes will do will be allow us basically to remedy our balance sheet challenge that we currently have, get our balance sheet back to square, be free of debt, and then we'll be able to work out what a reasonable working capital requirement will be going forward from there.
Sean, let's look at some of the balance sheet drivers, or some of the numbers that came through in this set of results. Trading profits from the Boxer business coming through very much in line with the previous financial year. In fact, about 100 million rand improvement this way, that way on that. But the obvious glaring shock coming through from the Pick n Pay side of it, the trading loss. We were at 1.3 billion rand profit last year. We're at a 1.5 billion rand loss this year. And trading profits have declined significantly. recently, and that's kind of what led to the announcement on the 2.8 billion rand impairment that we got in the trading statement last week. Can you tell us, from the non-cash assets that you had to impair there, what went into that thought process, what obviously a prudent approach around it from an accounting perspective, but where that puts the business's balance sheet now?
Well, clearly, you know, what the accounting standards require, quite correctly so, is that you review each store individually as an economic unit. And where stores are no longer economically productive, and the immediate future forecasts would show that they're not going to be economically productive for a while, it calls that you do impair the assets that you have in the store. So that is the big number that sits there. And so we've taken that on the chin. We've also assessed our real estate from top to bottom on a by-store basis, because you have to know your business store by store. You know, retail is one door, one key, one store. That's what it's made up of. So we're fortunate that we have a very intimate working knowledge of the real estate that's out there. Certainly from my perspective, you know, coming back here and visiting a lot of stores, I mean, I did over 100 in December alone. I think that I have a fairly good, real physical knowledge of the state of the company. So we know which stores are good for the future, which ones we need to get rid of if they really are terminal, that maybe the demographic has moved or stuff has changed, and then which stores we can put over to Boxer, and what other stores we can actually take over to franchise as well. So we've been through that in depth. But the change in profitability in Pick n Pay is largely as a result of a decline in the top-line sales trajectory, where we had lost momentum in the business, and then also a decline in the margin. And those two things together have led to this really massive shift in profitability into the loss. And our trajectory to turn that around, we estimate it'll take us, and this is a multi-year program, it'll take us 2 to 3 years to compare back into the sun, back into strong profitability, and back to being a beautiful business again.
Now, Sean, that 2 to 3 year plan obviously is something you've been working on from day one of coming back into the business. And this morning, alongside those results, we got a bit of an indication of what you've called the back to basics plan, a 6-point plan. And you've touched on the recapitalization aspect of that plan. I wonder if you can just shed some light around the other aspects of what this plan looks like, because clearly the market really loved that the plan is in place and that you're sticking to it.
I'm very pleased for that. You know, given that we have a very complex lender group that are involved with us for this year until we get our balance sheet stuff sorted. When we did put our business plan together originally, you know, we said it had to be reasonable and it had to be defendable, because it would obviously have to stand up to various scrutiny. And more than importantly, it would have to be actionable, i.e. we'd need the human and capital resources to do that. So clearly the market does like the plan that we have put in place. It is pretty detailed, and I went through the constituent components of the 6-point plan today, and it's been thought through very deeply. The thing that really, really pleases me is that all of this has been put together by our team in Pick n Pay. I've not used any outside resources at all. This is the team that we have resident within the company that I've put together, with a few limited resources that I brought back that had left us, unfortunately, over the last years. Good people that should never have left us that have come back. And this plan has been crafted by them. And I can just tell you this, that when I have a look at where the company is today, Pick n Pay has a very, very strong heartbeat that's beating alive in the chest of this company again. Whereas 6 months ago, 7 months ago, when I walked back in here, you could barely feel a pulse.
That's quite the telling picture, and that's quite the telling turnaround story. And I suppose the market showing signs of confidence in this turnaround plan and in the way in which this is structured. Another area of confidence that I want to look at, and you touched on this quite briefly, was around the corporate changes that are coming through by way of the Ackerman family. The Ackerman family is finally relinquishing control of the business after having been there since its inception. Alongside that, Gary, Gareth Ackerman is going to be stepping down as a chairman of the board at the end of this financial year. These are certainly huge, huge developments if we think about any company that that has the history that Pick n Pay has. And as you rightly mentioned, Pick n Pay has been the Ackermans. The Ackermans have been Pick n Pay. But at the same time, it does show an unwavering level of confidence in you and your management team that they are feeling comfortable enough to be able to step away and say, we've got the right team in place at the moment to be able to get the business back to the glory days that we know it is capable of getting to. And at the same time, we're willing to stick around for that through that rights offer. You touched on this at the beginning, saying that they're going to be taking up their rights in regards to that rights offer that'll happen later. How significant is this for you returning to the business, knowing that you were around previously when the late Raymond Ackerman was still alive, and now your team is being tasked with getting the business back on to that level?
It's profoundly important. You know, I think if I have a look at the family perspective philosophically, this is not the end of the book for them. This is certainly, it's a chapter closing, and it starts a new chapter for the family in terms of their relationship with the company. But it's still their book at the end of the day. They are still the largest shareholder, the largest single shareholder in the business. There will still be Gareth, Suzanne, and John will still be on the board. And they will continue to help ensure that their parents' legacy continues. So we look forward to the future with a huge degree of confidence. And we know that there's still many mountains to climb here, that this job is far, far, far from done, that we have an opposition that will do every single thing in their power to take any oxygen they could out of our lungs. But we will ensure that that will not be the case.
This is quite the fighting spirit, and I'm sure the group is feeling quite re-energized at the moment. Sean, before I let you go, I wonder if we can look at those recapitalization plans that you touched on earlier. Obviously, that Boxer IPO coming through later in the year is going to be something you and I will catch up on closer to the time. And this rights offer that everybody has gotten on board with and agreed to is aimed at stabilizing the balance sheet. Once both of these have gone through, have you outlined sort of where you see the 12 to 24 months that follow that going, or are you taking it sort of one step at a time to say, let's get through the basics, get the plan back on track, or get the train back on the rails, so to speak, and then from there we can tackle what happens afterwards?
No, we have gone through. I mean, we've gone out the next 3 years, three, 4 years. So we're not just looking only at the next 12 months. We have a cadence that we're looking for, and we have a turnaround plan that we're looking for. So we know that this is a multi-year project. And so we've gone out already 3 to 4 years in our thinking.
Certainly lots to look forward to, a lot to still do and unpack as we go into the next couple of years and months. We wish you all of the best, Sean, to you and your team. We look forward to catching up as we start to see the business go back to the Pick n Pay that we know and love. We'll leave it at that. That's Sean Summers, current CEO at Pick n Pay, reflecting on the full year's numbers as well as a couple of other corporate announcements that the group gave us.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.